Museo di Giallo. Exhibit E. Unearthed Stegosaurus spinal plates, but mock and modelled on old cornflakes. Here be the porter, aficionado of wood warp and mould. Filches from the donation box, hunchbacked from a youth, spent squirmed in a priest hole. He shuffles a deck which depicts kings and queens of a murderous dynasty, claims the name Cesare means nothing to him, but hums a Renaissance madrigal the entire tour, introduces more of his sparse collection. Ossified urns, icons of quacks and a forged Fabergé, the incest egg, all unsighted, only surviving in cracked display cases. The audio guide gives out and relays in extinct tongues and oral testimonies of the 3 o'clock terror knock. The mink-hired visitor's book bears a sole entry from A.N. Other of whereabouts unknown. The alabaster gladiatrix defiled her deltoid, caught my eye, removed her head, and fixed me with a cutlass smile. Exhibit P. Puccini's gown, allegedly, a Roman cooper's mattock, inscribed in Butch Minoan, casts from the earliest facelifts, trialled on wild swine, a hermit's travelogue of 4 calcimine walls, allegedly Puccini lived here. Freak works of eyeless bureaucrats and the gunrunner's experience, open to visitors in the vamped armory wing. Here be the porter, aficionado of the clap and sneak thievery. A gobbet of Belladonna gelato drops from his chin. The gift kiosk teller flicks a tripwire yo-yo, slurps a fungicide Kool-Aid. The school parties clamour to the interactive area to shake the claws of lobotomised lobsters, let drop a guillotine, then each youth paints a tricolour in a turncoat's blood. The jobbing demonette guards those counterfeit masters, stored in uncrackable vaults, watched over, and nightly lullabied. Only a dupe conned at first sight dares point a finger to Jacques. Only a dupe would declare that to love is not twinned with to lose.